meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We want to take just a moment and say thank you for your financial support, even during the coronavirus outbreak and the economic upheaval and all of that sort of stuff. We want to thank you for doing your part to keep WMIE on the air. And I believe the fall fundraiser is coming up. Once you agree to make a donation, that is not a forever and ever amen. You know, you're basically agreeing to over the next 6 months, as the Lord provides, that we will support the radio station. And so, believe it or not, it's been 6 months already. It's been about 5 months already. So in October, that fundraiser will be coming up, and so we want you to begin to pray now about partnering with WMIE to continue to make radio broadcasts like the Refresh radio program able to go across the airwaves. And if there's one thing that I've discovered in the nearly 7 years of doing this program, is that it is amazing the number of people who listen. You don't see them. You may never come across their path. You might never get a document in the mail, but every once in a while you get just a little bit of engagement with somebody in the community, and they say, "Wow, your voice sounds familiar. Are you on the radio?" And it's at times like that, you know, that God has a much better accounting system than what we can see with our eyes or what we can feel. You know, I can come in here and I can look around. I can do this radio program and I can feel as if nobody's listening, or I could feel as if everybody's listening. None of that is an accurate assessment. I can't go by the visual feedback of what these lights are telling me about who is listening and the word of God that is going forth to strike a person's heart and make an eternal impact. So thank you for doing your part to help keep WMIE on the air. I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, because they are one of the facilities one of the organizations that provides a little bit of financial support towards the Refresh radio program that helps keep this program going. So there's the WMIE side, there's the Refresh radio program side, and the Saints at Merit Assembly of God shoulder a lion's share portion of the financial load to bring you the radio program. And it's because we want to be a blessing to Brevard County. We are blessed to be a blessing. You'll hear us say that a whole bunch, because it is true. Creative AC Solutions are in Central Florida. Bill has got decades of experience in all sorts of different refrigeration and air conditioning systems. From small systems, micro-split systems, package units, to systems that are so large I couldn't even begin to comprehend how large they are. He is very, very skilled and deals with, on a regular basis, some of the most sophisticated systems that you will ever run across any place. So he is more than capable of dealing with your AC problems. And believe it or not, we're getting closer, but we're still not out of the neck of the woods as far as the heat factor goes. So you want to make sure that your AC system is up and running and functioning well. If you are in Central Brevard County, you can give them a call, 751-759-3284, and if you'd like Bill to come and take a look at your system, you can give him a call and arrange a time for him to come out and assess that situation for you. So, man, we are almost three quarters of the way through the year. It is flying by. Somebody asked me how long ago something happened, and I said I think it's been almost 10 years. And no, it can't be that long. And I said, well, let me tell you how I assess timelines. I take a figure in my head and I multiply it by two. And that's, if I think something's been about 5 years, then I multiply that times two and think that, and normally that's closer. And so we were discussing this event. I did some research and it had been 9 years instead of 10 years. But I was still relatively close, and it is amazing how quickly time flies. The past 7 years that we've been doing this radio program, and 28 years almost at Merit Assembly of God, and it really doesn't seem like it's been that long. But we're continuing to press ahead for all that God has for us, because He's not done using us to be a blessing to Himself and to other people yet. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5. We're going to begin reading at verse number 25, and we will pick up where we left off yesterday. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So we have talked so far about not worrying about life and not worrying about what we'll eat and not worrying about what we will drink. Today, let's look at not worrying about your body, what you will put on. And this is not saying that we are not to take care of our body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We need to be good stewards of that. And so if you are neglecting your spiritual house, that's not going to work well for you. If you are neglecting your physical house, that is not going to work well for you either. And so I want to ask you to do this. Assess your physical health and see if there are some adjustments that need to be made, because we want to glorify God in every aspect of our life. Okay? I believe that God wants to manifest Himself in every area of our life. And so my wife, she's had some physical challenges through the years. And when we were on the journey towards getting our first grandson, maybe a little bit before that, but my wife made a decision and she said, I want to be able to play with my grandkids. Okay. And so it was probably before the first grandchild came, but she knew what she wanted to do. And so she set out to make the physical changes that were necessary that would enable her to be able to have the highest quality of life that she could by taking care of her physical body. And I would encourage you to do the same. What do you want your future to look like? Because I will tell you, as time flies, I have discovered that my body has gotten older. About the only thing that really hasn't changed too much is the distance on the golf shots and things like that. A couple of my long clubs are a few yards shorter, but thanks to technology, I can still get it out there about as far as I did when I was younger and using worse clubs. So I'm kind of thankful for that. But I know that I need to take care of myself physically. So I walk a lot. There was a couple of weeks where the schedule of activities did not allow me to do a whole lot of walking, but on any given regular day, I'm putting in over 10,000 steps on any given day. I'm looking to burn X number of calories. I'm looking to improve the type of food that I want. Not that I'm worried about it, but I want to be a good steward of what I have. And so if you look at that assessment of what do you look like with your body, you might want to make some adjustments on that. This is not about worrying. This is about being a good steward. So there are a lot of people who obsess over their body. Am I too fat? Am I too skinny? Does this make me look good? Does this not make me look good? And they live in that fantasy bubble. Okay. There are a lot of people obsessing about their body and trying to let the here and the now and everyone's impression of them govern their here and now. That is what you're not supposed to worry about. He goes on, Jesus does, and he says, you don't need to worry about your body, what you will put on. So I have been told that one of the areas of your life that you can control the most is how much you are spending on clothing. Clothing, I mean, if you think that cars depreciate quickly, you would be dumbfounded to know how quickly clothing diminishes in value. Basically, you wear it, it's now worth virtually nothing. Okay? It doesn't matter how much you paid for it or any of that sort of stuff. Its value goes down very quickly. Now, let me challenge you on another perspective on this. Don't worry about the clothing aspect. And that is this. If you do manage to take good care of it and it lasts a long time, the styles tend to change, and therefore it's still not going to be worth much of what you paid for it originally. It is not something that you have to worry about. If you are wearing something for the performance and the functionality of it, that is one thing. If you're worried, what's everybody going to think if I wear this instead of that? That is a complete level of bondage that you do not need to live in. Doesn't mean that you can't wear nice clothes. You just use it as a wise steward, because sometimes the more you pay for clothing, the longer it lasts, the better the colors stay and things like that. So you just don't need to worry about that. You know, I remember somebody saying, oh, you're wearing last year's model of some designer label of clothing. I remember seeing that on TV, and it's like, wow, that is really, really shallow. Really, really shallow. If I can take you down to verse number 32, it says, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. The Gentiles, referring to people who were not walking in covenant relationship, they weren't of Jewish origin. And he said, what Jesus was saying is that the people of this world who do not know about eternity, that's where their focus is. It's on all of these temporary, fleeting things. You know, I can remember having a car that had an 8-track tape player in it. And man, I just thought that I was cutting edge. I remember riding in a car with someone and they had a cell phone that was the center console between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And it's like, wow, they are really important and really influential. Look at the technology that they've got. And now you wouldn't dream of doing that, because cell phones had technology has advanced so far. You know, everybody who's got to have the latest and the greatest and the most current, they pay the most price for it. And they generally overpay. Jesus is saying you don't have to worry about all of these temporary things. He says, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? You have to establish a valuation. You've got to determine which is worth more. And the wise person chooses that which is worth more. So let me take it in a different direction here on the food aspect. Is not life more than food? One of the things that my wife really likes to watch when we had television, we've severed ties with that, was she loved to watch cooking programs, the British baking show or the Great American Christmas Baking Show or whatever, and the Food Network and Beat This and Beat That and Chopped and all of, loved to watch all. And I looked and I said, these people are perspiring and they have identified that their self-worth is tied up into what another person has to say about their cooking. I said, why would anyone want to do that for food? You know, I don't even know how many different flavors of ice cream there are anymore. And it's because some people like ice cream that other people don't like. There's all sorts of different flavors. And, you know, I watched one of those episodes with my wife, and one person made this comment. They said, wow, look at all of the spice that person used. And then when they tasted the food, they said, wow, you've really got to kick up the spice. And I looked at my wife and I said, that person just contradicted themselves. They commended them for using so much seasoning, and then they turned right around and said, your food is too bland. You got to kick it up a degree. And it's just like, people are an unjust standard, and it should not be the value of your life. Whatever you make your occupation as, don't let that be the identification or how you measure the quality of your life. Mine is not whether I have the number one radio program. Mine is not whether I have the biggest church. It's, is Jesus living in your heart, and is he able to use you for his glory? That's where the standard should be. He goes on and he says, the body is more than clothing. It's more than what you wrap around the process. And so people are obsessing and worrying about all of these things that have no eternal value. So there has to be a solution. There has to be a different way of living. And here Jesus says in verse number 26, he says, instead of being fixated on your life and your what you eat and drink and your body and the clothes and the car and the house and all that sort of stuff, the size of the bank account, all of that, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? So life is more than all of that. So we need the perspective that could come from looking at the birds. Now, I happen to have a view from my office, and I can see all sorts of birds flying around. I can see when flocks of birds just gather around these trees. I can look out and watch ospreys occasionally fly around the neighborhood. I can see some birds that eat one thing and birds that eat a different thing. And there's a lot that we could learn from looking at the birds. So, for instance, I have seen a number of times that one bird has managed to catch a fish in the river, and other birds will watch that bird that has been successful in hunting And they don't want to go through all of that work. And so they will just go and try and steal that bird's lunch. There's something wrong with that. But that's the survival of the fittest nature in society. So look at the birds, Jesus said. And he says, they do not sow, they do not reap, nor do they gather into barns. And yet they thrive and increase. And, I don't know if anybody's ever going to be able to come up with a number of how well birds have thrived with God taking care of them. He's planted something inside of them where they know that they're going to be able to feed. So let's look at this just a moment from a perspective that I got a couple of months ago. I was driving to the office one day and I noticed something in the road. And it was right in the middle of the intersection, and it was a baby bird. It was a chick. And I don't know if it was just so young that it couldn't do too much on its own, but it was right in the middle of an intersection by our church, and one car just barely missed it. I saw what it was. I made sure that I avoided it. I parked my car in the church parking lot, and I went back to the bird, identified that it was a bird, identified that it was living, and that it was able to walk. I identified all of those things, and I didn't want to see any harm come to the bird, even though it's not a bird that I'm all that fond of. But I didn't want to see any harm come to the bird, and so I began to try and usher the bird out of the road, not touching the bird, but shepherding the bird out of the danger of the roadway into a field that's right there by the church. And the bird started to run away from me, and it ran in the wrong direction, so I kept trying to get the bird to go in the direction that was best for its well-being. And about that time, an adult bird buzzed my head just right by my ear. And I was like, what in the world? And it was an adult bird who was watching over that bird that was in danger. And it was doing everything it could to protect it from me, but I wasn't there to bring it harm. I was there to take care of it. And that bird buzzed me, and I got it moving. Eventually the bird got out of the road, but that adult bird began to pester me so much that I said, look, I'm not going to be able to communicate this bird that thinks it's protecting this chick is actually endangering it because it doesn't understand that I'm here to help. And I remembered a story by Paul Harvey, who there was a farmer who was not a believer. And one Christmas Eve, a horrible storm came up, and his wife was gone to Christmas Eve service. And he noticed that there was bad weather that was rolling in, and there were birds, and he was trying to, he said, I got to get those birds into the barn or they're going to freeze to death. And so he went and he opened the barn door, and he just met with a tremendous level of frustration over and over and over again. And finally he came to this declaration. He said, if only I could speak on a level these birds could understand, then I could usher them into this safe haven. And that was when he came to the realization that was the message that God had been trying to communicate with him his entire life. You see, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God is our Savior. He's our helper. He's our ever-present help in time of trouble. And yet, so many times, we don't understand. We think either God is absent, which he's never absent. God is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He is with you as you go through this, the challenges of life. He's not just a fair weather God. He's not just with you when everything is going well. He is there all of the time. And he wants you to know, if you can see how well I take care of nature, you will understand that you're more valuable to me than all of that. And if I take care of them, how much more can you rest assured that God is going to take care of us? Birds don't sow, they don't reap, they store in barns, but they were created by God. And he said, I'm going to provide the food that you need. You know, I don't know about you, but whenever hurricanes and other threatening storms of nature come about, I'm thankful that I've got a home that I can go to, and that's going to be shelter in the time of storm. And how God takes care of all of those other creatures, it's beyond me. But every time I see it, I can be reminded he loves me even more than he loves them. When God created all of creation, at the end of every day, he said it was good. But when he created man, he said it is very good. You are the reason that he came to die on the cross. If you've had a rough week, somebody's told you you're worthless, if someone told you that, you know, you're just not very good at what you do, I want you to hear a different message today. Send you off into the weekend with good news. God does not think you're worthless. He thinks you're priceless. And you are worth everything he went through on the cross. He said the joy of walking in fellowship with you and with me was worth all of the pain and the suffering that the cross had to offer. Good news, you don't have to live a life of worry. You can live a life of faith, knowing your Heavenly Father values you. See you Monday.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. His nail-pierced hand than to be